It is time for Kaleidoscope on KDOM, and we're talking Mountain Lake Chamber today. City Administrator Michael Mueller with us. How are you this morning?
I'm very good. Thank you for asking.
We appreciate you coming in, and you get to tour the digs a little bit. And this is the first time you've been in the studio.
It was.
It's kind of hidden a little bit if you don't know where you're going.
I thought I missed it, but luckily I found the right spot.
Well, we're glad you made it. A lot going on in Mountain Lake right now. And when you drive through town, one of the first things you see is scarecrows all over everywhere.
There is a scarecrow contest. Businesses are invited to decorate and display a scarecrow for community members to vote on. And then scarecrows can be attached to downtown light poles. You can contact Tabitha at 507-427-2999, extension 3, for a number for voting. Winning business scarecrows will win a grand prize, and there'll be a drawing for customers.
Very good. So, yeah, you're going to be downtown shopping anyway, so check them all out. And there's some pretty neat ones. There's some creative businesses around.
It definitely is.
All right. And that goes on until Halloween?
I believe so.
Okay. So probably right before Halloween, you do a drawing for those prizes then.
I would have to check an exact date.
Okay. Don't wait is the key. Get over there now.
Do not wait. Try to get your scarecrow and decorate it and call Tabitha as soon as you can.
There you go. All right. So besides scarecrows all over town, what else is happening with the chamber?
There's Love Where You Live photo contest for the 2023 Mountain Lake calendar. There's a few days left, but submit your photos featuring the Mountain Lake to the chamber Facebook page or email Tabitha Garloff. The deadline is the 15th of October.
Okay, so that one is right around the corner then. It's sneaking up in a day or two.
You have a few days, so if you want, please submit as soon as you can.
And are there, what types? I mean, I'm guessing it's pictures of town, pictures of that show you love where you live?
Correct. Any of those pictures would be great to have in our calendar.
Okay. And the calendar is an annual thing that you do with the chamber then?
It is.
Okay, very good. So you can get your picture in there too. All right. What else do we have going on?
Maroon Madness. Mountain Lake Chamber, along with Mountain Lake Public Schools, are teaming up to support schools' homecoming activities by decorating businesses with school colors. Dressing up following the dress-up days, the school has been providing drawing boxes for the Chamber Bucks drawing at the homecoming game on the 14th of October.
Okay, so that's Friday, right?
It is Friday.
Yeah. Okay, so that's coming to a boil, and I know that there's been a lot of talk and a lot of things going on with that. And homecoming's also always fun. So we encourage people to participate. And I know the radio station's been at a few games taking sign-ups, too, since we don't really have a good place to have you come sign up. But all the participating businesses have boxes.
Yes.
Very good. All right. What else do we need to mention this morning?
The only thing else I have for the chamber is replacing the downtown light pole banners. I think we have actually 36 businesses now signed up for replacing or getting a new banner. So that is hopefully a project that we can order the new banners and then everyone can see what they look like.
Is 36, is that how many banners there are? Or are there a few left if somebody's interested?
I think we're all full now, actually.
Okay.
But it was 36 that we put on the light poles in the downtown area.
Very good. Well, and that says something about the community, too, to get behind that program so quick. That didn't take very long to get those sold.
No, we just started that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it seems like it was just maybe even last time we talked, you were talking about it starting. So Mountain Lake supports the chamber for sure.
They definitely do, and besides that, I don't have much for the chamber. There's a few things happening in the EDA.
Okay. We'll shift gears here just a little bit. And does EDA kind of slow down as we head into fall and winter?
Well, there's probably less businesses that want to start in winter.
Which makes sense. Yeah. Okay. So what do we got going on?
Well, with that, really, we are finally installing fiber in the commercial park.
Oh, okay.
So SDN is working on getting that completed by next week. And there's the potential meat packing facility on the south side of Highway 60 across from Casey's and A&W still happening.
Which that would be big for the town.
It would be great if they were going to build, and I mean, it'd be great for businesses. Well, I should say the community in whole, because they could actually go to that processing plant and then they could help out anyone who would like, say, a cow to be cut up, so that they'll help for individual orders.
Oh, okay. Very good. And any idea how many people will be employed?
Roughly 30 to 40 people.
Okay.
Is
what in the beginning.
The last was discussed.
Very good. And is there a timeline on that, or is it still a little early to be talking timeline?
It's been delayed. Initially, it was fall of 2023. I'm guessing it's going to be more of spring of 2024.
Okay.
When I know more, I'll let you know.
That sounds good. It's a big project, a lot of moving parts. All right. So there is definitely some stuff happening. Anything else we need to mention?
No, I think that's it.
All right. Well, as always, there's a lot happening in Mountain Lake. So, Michael, we appreciate you coming in and talking with us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
All right. That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.